You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News
on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM
and 1160 AM.
Good evening, 6:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here, 54 degrees. KSL's top story, the brother of the Santaquin sergeant killed in the line of duty offered an emotional tribute this afternoon. KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera was there in Santaquin and shares the emotional statement.
It was Mike Hoosier, Sergeant Hoosier's younger brother from Wyoming, who had the burden of sharing the family's message. First, he spoke about how his big brother Bill got into law enforcement in the first place.
Bill started his law enforcement journey as a volunteer, unpaid, doing the same job. And he started that late in life. So it was a decision that he made, something that he wanted to do.
As the tears kept streaming, Mike expressed how much Bill loved serving his community.
Doing a job that he loved. Serving people that he loved. This community, his brothers and sisters in law enforcement, in this community that he called home.
Seeing the entire community come together during the procession earlier today, there's no doubt Sergeant Hoosier was loved in the town he called home. Reporting from Santaquin, Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
The Utah congressional delegation, led by Representative Burgess Owens, honored the fallen police sergeant with a moment of silence at the U.S. Capitol this afternoon.
In line of duty, Sergeant Hoosier demonstrated unparalleled courage and commitment to serving our communities. His dedication to protecting and serving the people of Santaquin, Utah was unwavering, yet his life was cut short in a senseless act of violence.
Representatives John Curtis, Celeste Malloy, and Blake Moore all stood with Owens during the moment of silence. The congressman says Hoosier exemplified bravery, integrity, and selflessness. KSL News Time, 6:32. Utah's new NHL team will have plenty of space to practice. Their new team practice facility is going to be at the Shops at Southtown. KSL Sports NHL insider Jay Stevens with details.
They're going to keep the mall up. I know everybody's worried about if they're going to break down the mall, but they're not going to break down the mall. This will be like an anchor tenant for the mall, so that'll really help kind of revitalize that mall as
An anchor. It's sort of like they'll take over a Macy's store, turn it into a practice facility. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe talked with some of the business owners at the mall in Sandy to get their reaction.
The mall is pretty empty today, and several business owners here say that's the norm. So they're excited about any possible boost in foot traffic.
Anything to help drive more traffic in this area would be awesome for the mall and just mostly the tenants too.
The double practice rinks will be ready by the 2025 season, making for about a year and a half to get everything built. The Smith Entertainment Group also says they'll have a locker room, training and recovery spaces, and the team's official offices here, but they haven't yet released any construction plans. Reporting in Sandy, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Former President Trump has been hit with another fine for again violating a gag order. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the judge fining Mr. Trump $1,000 in his criminal trial over alleged hush money payments to Stormy Daniels. Judge Merchan also warning him that any future violations could result in jail time. After court recessed for the day, Mr. Trump again criticizing the gag order and hinted that he would serve the jail time as a sacrifice for the Constitution.
This judge is a disaster. Between the gag orders and the hatred he's got for me, and everybody sees it.
Prosecutors today showing invoices and checks signed by the former president they claim were aimed at buying the silence of an adult film actress. The special prosecutor who was forced to resign from Mr. Trump's election interference case says there will be a day of reckoning for the former president. Nathan Wade was forced to resign over his relationship with District Attorney Fani Willis. He says his private life was used by Mr. Trump's attorneys as a distraction.
My private life became the focal point of the case. My private life has nothing to do with the merits of that prosecution.
In an exclusive interview with ABC News, Wade says despite delays, the case will move forward. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 6:35. There's a midnight deadline for comment on how to improve Cottonwood Park on Salt Lake City's northwest side. KSL News Radio's Tammy Kikuchi reports.
The park is close to North Temple and Redwood Road and straddles the Jordan River. The river is used by homeless people who camp in the park, creating concerns for safety. The city hopes people will take this opportunity to express their ideas about things from parks around the world to incorporate in Cottonwood Park. Construction won't begin for at least a year.
If you'd like to make a comment or learn more, the details are at our website, kslnewsradio.com. KSL News Time 6:35.